Hey there, welcome to Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimak. Today is October the 23rd. It's a Friday. We're going to talk about a couple of different things on the program today. And I'll be honest with you, this is one of those days that the Holy Spirit hasn't made it clear to me what exactly I should talk about. I want to look at the Mass readings from today, the daily Mass readings from today. I like to be positive. I like to give you an uplifting message. I like to help you with your walk with the Lord. Some days the message is it doesn't jump out at me, especially when it comes to the Mass readings. I could dig into other Bible passages, but for some reason I think this is the direction we're supposed to go. So that's what I'm going to do. It's for me, it's one of those days where I'm just feeling tired. I had some trouble sleeping last night. I was up a little later than normal and had a rough time sleeping. I've been working all day on a new book manuscript that I need to get done shortly. So I was feeling burned out, and what I considered doing was skipping the show today, but I don't like to do that. I don't like to do it because I want to be here for you, and I need you here for me too. So we help each other. And honestly, sometimes, even if we don't have a lot to say, even if you're having a bad day or if I'm having a bad day, I think we can get through it together. God's with us. He wants to help us get through it. So we're going to dig into the scriptures and we'll just see where it leads. I want to remind you of one thing also. If you haven't done so, I think you would enjoy my weekly program. It's called The Gary Zimak Show. You can get the podcast where you get this podcast. And I discussed the Sunday Mass reading. So if you haven't done so, please check that out. I was going to talk about the Sunday Mass readings here as well, but my hope is that you'll listen to that program too. It's 30 minutes, just like this one is, free of charge. And I really think you'll be able to enjoy it if you like what we do here. So grab a snack, grab a beverage, make yourself comfortable, take your shoes off. I don't care what you do. We're going to talk about the Word of God for the next 30 minutes. And I know the Holy Spirit, I really believe the Holy Spirit's going to show up and give us some insight. So with that in mind, let's pray. Let's turn to our Father in heaven. No matter how you feel today, if you're tired, if you're starting to get a little discouraged, I understand that happens. It happens to us all. If you're feeling hopeless today, I want you to remember something. The fact that you are feeling hopeless doesn't mean there is no hope. This happens all the time. We feel hopeless. We start to feel discouraged. We feel that this is never going to work, whatever this is. We're beginning to feel overwhelmed. We're beginning to feel tired. We're praying for our needs, and yet God doesn't seem to be answering. And what happens is we start to run out of steam, and we feel, what's the point? Why am I doing this? Why do I care? Right? Have you ever been there? And there's a good chance you might be there right now. So I want to encourage you today because I feel this is what the Spirit's telling me to say to you. Hang in there. Don't become discouraged. And don't believe the lies of the evil one when he tells you that whatever you're facing is hopeless or why bother. Because what he's saying is a lie. It's not true. But that's what he likes to do. So we're not going to believe him. We're going to turn to our Father in heaven right now because we know he is listening. We know he is all powerful. We know that he is bigger than our problems. And we know that he loves us. So let's turn to our Father now, our Abba, our Father, and ask him to be with us, to help us, to strengthen us, and to give us the grace that we need. And if you would join me, I'll lead in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father in heaven, thank you for being present for us once again. We know, Father, that whenever we turn to you in prayer, you hear us. You respond always to our prayers. Even though we may not be able to see your response, even though we may not be able to feel your presence, we know through faith that you are present, that you are always with us, Father. So, Father, we turn to you with thankful hearts, and we thank you for creating us. We thank you for allowing us to remain alive. We thank you for sustaining our lives. We thank you, Father, for your power. We thank you for your creation of the universe, of everything that we see around us today. Everything was created by you. Father, thank you for creating other people. Sometimes it's challenging to live in a world with other people. Sometimes it's challenging to get along with a variety of different personalities. But this is the way you planned it. You planned us for us to live together in this world. Help us to see you in everyone that we see today. Father, please use us as your instruments. We ask, Father, that you grant us the grace that we need to deal with whatever it is we're facing today. We lift up our intentions to you. We ask you to provide for all of our needs. We ask you, Father, to bless our friends, our family, to bless us. We pray for the United States. We pray for the world. We pray for all those who have lost their faith. And we ask you, Father, to soften their hearts so that they are willing to turn back to you. We pray for our deceased loved ones and friends, and pray that they will be able to live in heaven with you forever. We pray, Father, for an increased outpouring of your Holy Spirit this day. And we say, come, Holy Spirit, inspire our thoughts, our words, especially give me the words for this program. Let me know the message today, Holy Spirit. Let me know what you want me to discuss. And Father, I ask that you open all of our minds and all of our hearts to hear you and to respond to your message. Father, we ask these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, thanks for praying with me. My name is Gary Zimek. You are listening to the Friday edition of Following the Truth. And I hope you have a good weekend, by the way. I want to tell you that now in case I run out of time at the end of the show. Hope you do have a good weekend. I hope you remember that if you need anything over the weekend, you can always email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. That's gary@followingthetruth.com. If there's anything that you do need. And let's get right to these mass. Let's talk right about these mass readings right now. These are the readings from today's mass, Friday, October the 23rd. And the first reading comes from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians. St. Paul said this. It's Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. St. Paul says this. Brothers and sisters, I, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to live in a manner worthy of the call you have received, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another through love, striving to preserve the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace, one body and one Spirit, as you were also called to the one hope of your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. You know, as we, you know, following up on the prayer earlier today, and again, I'm trying to follow the Spirit and trying to determine what I need to talk about. I'm hearing this theme once again. Paul is urging the citizens, the members of the Ephesians, or the church located at Ephesus, he's urging them to live in a manner worthy of the call they have received. And he's encouraging them to do it with humility and gentleness, with patience. Check this part out. Bearing with one another through love, striving to preserve the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace, one body and one spirit. In other words, his message is play nice. Treat each other with respect because we are all members of the same family. We have the same Father, our Heavenly Father. And I think this is, and I mentioned this in the prayer as well, it's hard. It's really hard to get along sometimes with other people. And you know why? Because we can be very selfish at times. I can. And when other people start to annoy me, for lack of a better word, when other people start to say things that get on my nerves or through their various habits begin to do things that bother me, oftentimes, I don't want to get along with them. I want to lash out. And I think this is a message for us all. As Christians, we are called not to live on an island. Now, this is tough because we're in the middle of a pandemic now, and it's not as easy to get out with people as it used to be. But still, one of the things we have to remember is on social media, are we treating people with respect? Are we treating other people as our brothers and sisters in Christ? It sure don't look like it at times, does it? There's a lot of nastiness. There is a lot of nastiness going on in the United States right now, in the world. There's a lot of hatred. There's a lot of division. And we have talked about this on the program before. We are called to change the world, right? We're called to change the world. Jesus expects us to change the world, to be his instruments in the world, but doing it one person at a time. In other words, me interacting with those people around me, one person at a time, bringing his love in some way to everyone I meet today on social media, in person, to my family members, to the people in the grocery store, to the gas station attendant, to the people who I'm driving with on the street, to the people in the office. You know, whatever your situation is, whatever you do today, one person at a time, you're called to share Christ's love with them. And sometimes that's not going to be easy, because we get frustrated with one another. And I think rather than condemn the world, which is really easy to do, it's easy for me to do, but it's not what we want to do. Rather than condemn the world and complain about what a mess it is, St. Paul's telling us in this first reading that we can make a difference. But sometimes we don't think it's big enough. Like, what can I do? I'm just one person. Well, you have people around you. You have different Facebook friends. You have different Twitter followers, maybe. Maybe you're not even on social media. You have different people in your family than I do. And if each of us just reaches out to the people around us and be nice to them, then you see what happens. It's a ripple effect. The love of Christ flows through us. I remember all those fruits of the Holy Spirit. Paul talks about some of them today when he talks about patience and love and peace. Right? These are some of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. And when we let the Spirit work through us and we treat other people, again, just those we encounter today. We're each going to encounter different people today. Some of it might be online. Some of it might be over the phone. Some of it might be in person. Maybe you go to work. Maybe it's school. Maybe the fellow residents of your building. Whatever. We're each going to encounter different people today. What can we do to share the love of Christ with them in some way by being nice to them? And you know, it doesn't even necessarily involve pulling out your Bible and preaching to them. That can be part of it at times, but it's certainly not the only thing. So I think that's a good, that's what I'm feeling from this reading today. Yeah, these people are going to be challenging. Now, how about when we turn the news on? And this is what we forget sometimes. And we see those individuals, they might be different for you and for me. That's totally possible. Those individuals who drive us crazy, those people who have it all wrong, whoever they are, those people who are clueless, those people whose political or ideological beliefs differ from ours, do we ever pray for them? If we think they don't get it, if we think they need a conversion, do we pray for their conversion? I forget a lot. I forget way too much to pray for people that I see on the news, on the internet, on Facebook, to pray for their conversion, to pray for them, to pray that they have the strength to change, to overcome positions that might be contrary to Christian principles, right? Am I praying for them? Or am I just writing them off? That's a challenge for us. Because even if you don't know somebody personally, you can pray for celebrities. You know, it's easy to criticize them. It's easy to say they're so clueless, they don't understand anything about what it means to be a Christian. They're so lost. They're so misguided. But do we pray for them? And boy, the Lord's talking to me right now. I'm really feeling this. You know, sometimes it sounds like I'm talking to you, but I'm talking to myself too, because I have to remember this. And no matter what condition we're in, even if I can't leave the house, I can always pray for somebody. So I really think that's what the Spirit is saying today. Let's look at the responsorial psalm. It's Psalm 24. Lord, this is the people that longs to see your face. Do we see the face of God? Do we long to see? This is going to be a tough one. Do we long to see the face of God or God's presence in those people we will meet today or who we will see on the news or on the internet or on TV? Do we long to see? Do we look for their good qualities? Do we look for their godlike qualities, or are we too busy writing them off or criticizing them? Good question, right? I'm not going to answer because I know my answer. That's hard to do. That takes effort. That takes humility. And sometimes we're a little too proud to do that. The Lord's are the earth and its fullness, the world and those who dwell in it. See, the Lord's are the earth and its fullness. The earth belongs to the Lord. Those who dwell in it belong to the Lord. They're the Lord's people. Again, we are all children of the same Father. For he founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. Who can ascend the mountain of the Lord? Or who may stand in his holy place? He whose hands are sinless, whose heart is clean, who desires not what is vain. He shall receive a blessing from the Lord, a reward from God his Savior. Such is the race that seeks for him, that seeks the face of the God of Jacob. And you know, it's really easy. I've talked about this on the program before. To look at these readings, to look at these scripture passages and apply them to others. He whose hands are sinless, whose heart is clean. Yes, that's so-and-so. If only he were sinless. You know, to point the reading of the finger to somebody else instead of at ourselves. I'm a believer that every time I open the Bible and the Lord is saying some harsh words, little admonishing or whatever, I always believe, and I think it's healthy to believe, that it is directed in some way to me. I think it has to be personal. Because none of us are perfect. And if we're not careful, we can become self-righteous. We can begin to think that we're all that. You know, I don't need that, but the other guy, he needs that. So today I'm going to challenge you. What's the Lord saying to you through these readings? Are you trying to see God in those around you? How about that one person? How about if we all pick one person today? Doesn't have to be somebody you know. Can be a celebrity. And look for some godlike qualities in them. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. See, sometimes we don't even want to do that. We don't even want to do that. Because we're too annoyed at them. But Jesus went to the cross for that person, whoever that person is. And we're called to love them. This would be a means of loving them. Again, even if we don't know them, even if we've never met them in person. Are we willing to pray to the Holy Spirit and pray that our minds will be open? You know, you can do that so that we can see some good qualities in this person. It can be challenging. It can be challenging. But that's the start of really loving one another. Yeah, you could force yourself to love somebody because it's true. Love is not a feeling. Love is an action. Love is a decision. So you can force yourself to somebody, to love somebody. But ultimately, unless you're able to feel something for that person, and that comes about by really understanding that there's something good about that person, something lovable, because there's something lovable in everybody, even though you don't see it. Unless you're able to see that, to find something lovable in that person, you're going to have a bad day one day and you're not going to pray for the person. You're going to write them off. So let's take that challenge today. I feel that's where we're supposed to go with this. Let's pick one person and sit down, spend a couple minutes asking the Holy Spirit to open our eyes and to identify one or two. You might just want to go for one. It might be hard enough to think of one. Good quality about that person. And then pray for them. Ask God to bless them. You don't have to feel it, though. See, that's the thing. You don't have to feel it. You know, you think of that politician, whoever that may be, the person who seems to you like pure evil. Think about it. Think about something good about them. And again, ask the Spirit to help you. And then pray for that person. Ask that God would bless them this day. Okay? It's challenging, I know. Because I'm already thinking about a particular person. And it's not easy. This is not an easy task. But, you know, blame the Holy Spirit because that's where I feel this is going. So, Paul talks about living in unity. Because we have the same Father. Treating everybody with respect, with patience, with humility, with gentleness. Gentleness, that's another one of the fruits of the Spirit. Gentleness is power under control. It's power under control. In order to be gentle, you have to have some power. What kind of power do you have over somebody? You have the power not to pray for them. Yeah, even if you don't know the person. You have the power to not pray for them or to pray for them. So you have power over them. How are you going to choose to use that power? Gentleness is using that power in a controlled manner. Yeah, I cannot pray for this person who drives me crazy. I can ask God to curse them and to not bless them. I can do that. I have that power. But gentleness is when I control that power and I use it for good and not just to show that I don't have to pray for them because I have power. Let's look at the gospel. It's from Luke chapter 12, beginning in verse 54. Jesus said to the crowds, "When you see a cloud rising in the west, you say immediately that it is going to rain, and so it does. When you notice that the wind is blowing from the south, you say that it's going to be hot, and so it is. You hypocrites, You know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky. Why do you not know how to interpret the present time? And Jesus goes on to say, why do you not judge for yourselves what is right? If you are to go with your opponent before a magistrate, make an effort to settle the matter on the way. Otherwise, your opponent will turn you over to the judge, and the judge hand you over to the constable, and the constable throw you into prison. I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. Again, this is one of those tough gospels. But I feel what the Lord is saying to us. You know, when you look at all these readings, you put them together. When you see a cloud rising, you know it's going to rain. So when you look at the world, you look at the division in the world right now, right? We look at the world, we see what's going on. You know it's there. I know it's there. What are we supposed to do about it? We see that there's a problem. We know how God would want us to act. I mean, clearly, the Holy Spirit speaks through St. Paul in that first reading. So Jesus is saying, open your eyes, do the right thing. And I see that as a call to you and me to treat other people with respect, to pray for them, to look for some good quality in that person that you can't stand. We're all going to have those people. But we don't have to respond in a nasty way. We can respond as Jesus responded. If you remember, he didn't shun anybody. He hung out with the people nobody wanted to hang out with. So I think that's the challenge for us today. Okay? I'm looking at the clock. I realize I got to get out of here. Again, as I said at the beginning of the show, I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Remember the challenge. The person who drives you the craziest, pray to the Holy Spirit. Ask the Holy Spirit to give you one or two good qualities about that person, and then go ahead and say some prayers for that person. All right? It's a challenge, but I think we can do this. Again, I hope you have a wonderful weekend. God bless you, and God willing, I look forward to being back with you here on Monday for another episode of Following the Truth. See you next time.